it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
It may surprise some listeners and Twitch chatters, but we talk about Bill Belichick occasionally here on WEEI Afternoons because he's in the news a lot. And I will say,
that's the reason we talk about Bill is because he can't keep himself out of the news.
I think this is
we don't gratuitously go after him. It's we only respond to the stories that are in our faces every day.
This is one of the biggest stories in sports, in football, maybe in kind of the world this year. I don't know how long that list is because obviously there's big picture, yep, political stuff, whatever. But I said it earlier, it has the NFL angle because there's still a lot of people in the NFL pro football world that care. It's obviously a college football story. And then the Jordan thing brought in this weird Taylor
Magazine,
Swift pop culture.
Six, you know, Page Six,
yes,
all these other the gossip magazines.
Yep.
They're all covering the story.
So, Ted, you were ahead of the curve back in the spring. You said they should probably get out of this sooner rather than later. They didn't. They went into the season. They haven't seen a lot of wins come from their relationship.
0-3 conference play.
Yeah, 0-3. And they haven't beaten a FCS team yet. I believe they've beaten two FBS teams, 1AA football teams. No shame in 1AA football, big supporter,
no,
but I'm just
all.
Saying,
no.
You're North Carolina, you're in the ACC, yeah. You hired Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick was given $20 million to go buy a roster. He got 70 new players, 40 from the portal, and yet they're struggling. And then the story started coming out this week in particular in regards to the culture, and it was a disaster. There started to be columns, and then from these columns, there was actually ramifications. An assistant coach has been suspended because he was giving sideline passes to a player.
And to the parents of one of the recruits that Belichick and Lombardi are going after.
And there were even Twitter rumors that he was fired, and they kind of had to tamp those down. And then today, there was a report from 24/7 that they were actually having exit strategy meetings at the University of North Carolina. And for a little more information, we go to the Three Man Front podcast on WJOX.
I have just gone to behind the paywall of one of the main North Carolina Tar Heel websites, and I'm going to read you directly what their insider, Andrew Jones, what he just posted. The reports on X that Bill Belichick has been fired are not true. That said, potential exit strategy discussions took place this morning. It doesn't mean Belichick will be fired, but preliminary conversations about the situation and its many prongs, effect, etc., were up for discussion.
So up for discussion, and Mike Florio, who is a all-star aggregator, whatever you want to call it, Pro Football Talk, had a post on this talking about not only is UNC looking to move on from him, they're looking to move on from the buyout, the $20-plus million that's left. He signed a five-year, $50 million deal with $30 million guaranteed. He's getting paid $10 million for this year, so that leaves that extra $20 million in guarantees. But if they fire him with cause, and the report indicates there's a lot of infractions.
Multiple recruiting violations.
Yes. So it certainly seems like they're doing their diligence in preparing to potentially fire Bill Belichick, yeah, and save face by not having to pay off the buyout. Ted Johnson, reaction.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, plenty of signs that would indicate that this was they were going down a bad road. It just the behaviors from Bill at the end of his tenure here in New England was shocking and surprising to me. But a lot of people just kind of ignored it, just glossed over it, didn't pay any attention to it. And then, you know, the behaviors in the offseason, that was a prelude to his coaching start there in UNC would suggest that his head just wasn't in the game, that his focus wasn't on the program where it needed to be, and that this was going to be a long season. And so I'm not surprised it's gotten to this. I guess I'm surprised that UNC is caught off guard by this. Did they do any vetting? Did they look at all? Did they talk to anybody? I mean, everybody knew that no NFL team wanted them. There's got to be a reason why. Why didn't UNC investigate it? So they kind of get what they deserve. But I think the only way that they feel like, because this is a horribly embarrassing.
Yeah.
They went for the quick grab, the money grab. They sold out season tickets for the first time in a long time. So they got an initial sugar high from it. But at the end of the day, it's going to be looked at as a disastrous decision. And Bubba Cunningham, the guy that introduced Bill in the introductory press conference with no sleeves on, I can't imagine what those big decision makers, how they must feel. It's embarrassing. You get a lot of people off the record kind of commenting, professors. He's the highest paid employee in the state of North Carolina. And this is what is going on. It's just an embarrassing thing for a very prideful academic university. It's trying to get its football team to be relevant like the basketball team is, and they thought Bill was the answer, and clearly it's not.
In your opinion, because embarrassment's a part of this and saving face and PR and all those things are kind of part of this, is it more embarrassing to get rid of Bill Belichick right now and really have to pull the plug? And I don't know how deep that goes. I mean, does that mean Steve Belichick is gone, Brian Belichick is gone, Mike Lombardi is gone? Like,
I would think so.
A big chunk of the program's gone. How do you do that?
I don't know. See, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, if Bill is let go, does Bill say to Steve and Brian, "You're coming with me," and Lombardi, or are they, if they want to get paid, they gotta play out the rest of the season? I think that would be too much. I would think you can't take everybody out. I think you would probably just take Bill out, and Bill would have to understand that's his son, that's his friends. They can't just exit with them because then they won't get paid, and Bill can't do that to those guys, right?
But what about from a North Carolina perspective? If you're the athletic director, like, do you think you're getting honest investment in North Carolina Tar Heels program from Bill Belichick's two sons and his best buddy, or are they just collecting paychecks?
I mean, I don't know what the alternative is.
So my alternative is I think you got to suck it up and just let the season play out. I really do. I actually think it's more embarrassing and maybe more damaging to your program to pull the plug now, unless it gets really ridiculous and you just have to do it. But you might just have to suck it up, lose some games, and at the end of the year say, this didn't work. You might even have to eat the money at the end of the year. I just think if you pull the plug on him and all his tentacles within the organization, I don't know how you survive. I don't know how you rebound from that's a hole that you're really digging and putting your program in.
I'm trying to look at the schedule. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games left.
Yep.
Look, they've played 5 games and it's been a story every week.
Yep.
And they have 7 more weeks to go.
Yeah, well, you made a bed. You need to lie in it for a little while. I know it's uncomfortable, but you got to lie in it for a while. Yes, Stiz.
So if they got rid of him midseason, it would absolutely be embarrassing to the program and to the school. It would be worse than, the firing of Mayo after 1 year. I mean, the day after the last game of the season. But also, kind of the other side of this, they're not 0-5. They're 2-3. There is still a lot of season
they're
left.
They're 0-3 in real football.
They're two. The record is 2-3. Okay,
they played,
and I think
2-F.
Stop with your semantics.
It's not semantics.
Their record is 2-3.
Those teams get paid to play you because they're push-up cupcake games. You're supposed to beat up on them, and they get a payday to help fund their program.
And I think, quickly, Ted, I think that UNC bought into Bill Belichick for his process. They weren't necessarily looking for some miracle season.
What? You spend $30 million on him, guaranteed, $20 million into the program, you're paying a GM $1 million, and we're supposed to trust the process like Mike Lombardi told all the donors? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's college football. It's now 1 year seasons. College sports are not, 5 year plans anymore. They are bring in recruits, 1 year, one and duns, right? Jason Tatum, we were talking about him. He goes to Duke basketball. He's one and done. He's in the NBA. Now he's going to run that program as this whatever general manager thing alum. So, no, Stiz, it's a different world. It is fast. It's quick. It's furious. They weren't buying into any process. They were buying into a quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround.
And the quick turnaround was just a crash into the ground and burn. The one thing I agree with you, though, I think they got to keep him. I think it's worse if you blow it up now. I think it's – I don't know how you recover from that.
But if you got rid of him, then all the stories stop. Like, he's gone. The guy that was creating this – toxic environment, drama, stories every single week is now removed. And so now at least that's part of it is not in the in front of mind every single week. The longer if he keeps playing the head coach, it's going to be a new story every single week, Andy.
I think it'll be expedited. I think if you fire him the week after, there will be sources everywhere detailing exactly what went down, and then I think they'll be over. So I think there'll be a rush of, because I think players will all of a sudden be ready to tell anyone who'll listen how bad it was.
How do you tell recruits that are coming in right now who's going to be their coach next year? And you know, if you fire Bill now, at least you're.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Telling recruits, all right, we're going to change the leadership. We're going to go a different direction. It's not going to stay. But if you keep him there, then what do you tell recruits that you're bringing to games and showing around? And it's I think there's a lot of problems by keeping him. I really do. I don't know if there's an easy solution by letting him go. But I'm just saying, I think you.
Which would you choose? And take your personal feelings out of it. If you are the Chancellor of North Carolina,
nothing to do with this.
Would you fire Bill now or just? Suck it up, bite your lip.
I'd fire Bill now.
Right now.
Every day he's the head coach is an embarrassment to my university. Every single day he is still named the head coach.
Forget it. I'm on fire him. I just solved the problem. No, I seriously just did.
I mean, Freddie Kitchens was on the staff before.
No. You know who's I think would do it? Mac Brown.
Bring Mac Brown
back. I think Mac Brown is a UNC guy. I think he's the type of guy that would swallow his pride and say, yep, you need me. I'll do what's in the best interest
of
the Tar Heels.
That's happened before. You know, you bring in an older, that's the way to go.
That's my answer. You fire Bill Belichick and you bring in Mac Brown. Yep. And he knows I'm not the head coach. I'm not even going to be considered for the job after the season. I know some of these guys, right? Some of the players are probably still his guys.
Definitely.
And he knows Drake May, and he puts out the little tweet about Drake May. Fitzy liked that. He talked about it. It was a good point. But Mac Brown is the answer to solve the problem.
I like
Dan
that.
Ball.
Sorry, you caught me off guard with that one. I'm not a fan of that personally, and I don't think Mac Brown would sign up for that. Are you cleaning house and allowing him to name a staff on the fly? Or are you having the Belichick family and Freddie Kitchens report to Mac Brown?
I think you absolutely have to get rid of Steve Belichick, Brian Belichick, and Mike Lombardi. The rest I would leave up to Mac Brown to figure. Yeah. Like, Freddie Kitchens was his OC.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be fine with Freddie Kitchens. Defensive side of the ball, is he going to promote, like, Jamie Collins to D-coordinate? I don't know. I don't know what, like, some of the guys are on that side of the ball.
I think your embarrassment gets worse if you have Bill Belichick coach for 5 games and then bring the guy who was just there back. There was a little bit more of a grace period, I'd be okay.
Hold on. Then you bring somebody else that's not Mac Brown. You bring in a former coach.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Maybe he doesn't have any ties, but is a well-respected coach who's retired. You know,
they're 2-3.
They're not. They're 0-3.
They're 2-3. And Mac Brown only had, you know, you're like a quick turnaround from Mac Brown. He had 6 wins. It wasn't like they had, you know, 2 wins.
Let me read what some of the quotes. The source with firsthand knowledge of what's going on in the program told WRAL, quote, "It's an unstructured mess. There's no culture. There's no organization. It's a complete disaster. It's all starting at the top and the boys are being affected. I don't fault the players. I fault the leadership that created this toxic environment. There's an individualistic mindset. The boys are young and they're feeding into it." So Is that going to get any better by keeping Bill on the staff?
But Ted, would you agree that this Bill Belichick, like, people are itching to get these quotes? Sources say things are a mess. Sources say things are toxic. Like, you
so
know,
you believe that's not true? You believe those are lies?
I think, like most things, the truth is usually somewhere in the middle.
So what did the Hulu? Why isn't the Hulu thing going through? What's up with that?
I'm going to need you to articulate the shrug you just made behind
the Hulu thing was weird. Like, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Because it's an embarrassment.
But what's exactly an embarrassment? Again, they're 2-3.
Telling parents not to approach the head coach. I would have, if my son were on that team and somebody said to me, don't approach the head coach, I would be approaching the head coach at a fast rate of speed so that he would need to get Jordan to sick me.
I guess Steve Belichick doesn't have the numbers for any of his players.
Nope, doesn't talk to him.
In college, all the players have your position coach and defensive coordinators.
They text all the time.
All the time. We're told that the Bill has no relationship with any of the players, that the coaches don't have really. That is not a healthy environment for young men. It's not.
And some of that, so there's also some blame pie. I know we get into blame pie a lot here in different games and teams and whatever. Like, I heard somebody, Ted, blaming Jordan for this. I don't think you can blame Jordan for the football stuff. Like, the football stuff is Bill and Lombardi and Steve Belichick. And I put some of the blame on Steve Belichick. He was at Washington last year.
Yeah.
He's the one guy that's actually experienced a full year of college football dealing with recruits, players. Oh, you mean at this level we text the guys before the game? Like, we have a text chain, a group text? Like, that's how this works? Mm-hmm. So Steve Belichick didn't do his dad any favors in terms of trying to open his eyes maybe to what his experience is. 1 year with Jed Fish at Washington, but 1 year is better than what Bill had. Bill had no years of experience in this world. So there's some blame to go around, but it really...
I mean, Steve was getting paid $1 million. He wasn't getting paid that at UW.
No. He made a financial decision very much in his own interests, but it's not going to end well for him. Does he go crawling back to Jed Fish? Do you take him back? Or does he go, no, I gave you the chance and you walked out on me. You tried to take a payday with
your dad.
I would
think his son's, that last name there, I mean, is the name's going to be tarnished in college football.
Yes.
Because of this stint in UNC.
And for Bill, I said this earlier, Ted, for Bill, he is no longer hireable at any level. Like, I don't think a high school would hire him. I don't think any college, a D3 school. I don't think anybody would hire. And we had a text earlier. Do you think Bill will get back in the NFL?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, that ship is
sailed. Are you
out
of your mind, bro? Yeah. As Ted Johnson likes to say, he has no chance.
Miami.
No, not Miami. There is no place in the National Football League that will hire Bill Belichick. UFL.
The NFL feels vindicated by what's going on at the UNC. So, Lombardi and Bill took shots at the NFL, but the NFL is looking at the situation at UNC and going, see, we tried to tell you guys, it just wasn't going to work, man.
So, before we close things up here on the drive and get to quiz with Stiz, Hart versus Johnson, the battle months in the making, Ted Johnson, are the Patriots now, real quick, are they a 10-win football team? Are they going to finish this season with double-digit wins? I think you started there, and then you backed off of it. Are you back to they are a double-digit win football team?
I think they should be expected. I think the expectation should be that this is a playoff team. And so, yeah, I think probably you got to probably have 10 wins to make it into the playoffs. I think that's a realistic expectation based on what we saw in the last game. They got so much better. It's from where they started in week one to week five that, yes, I think it is an expectation this team is a playoff team, and I think to be a playoff team, you got to at least have 10 wins.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.